AI influencing elections, Anthropic forms PAC leading into midterms as it fights Trump administration. By Lucas Nolan on April 4, 2026. AI company Anthropic, currently locked in a legal war with the Trump administration, has filed paperwork to create a new corporate political action committee, claiming that Anthropic will make bipartisan donations to candidates. This was met with skepticism from conservatives who point out that 99% of the company's past donations have gone to leftists. The Hill reports that Anthropic submitted a statement of organization on Friday to form Anthropic, marking the AI company's first employee-funded political action committee. The PAC will be financed exclusively through voluntary contributions from Anthropic employees, following a model commonly used by technology companies to participate in electoral politics. According to information obtained by The Hill, the PAC is designed to operate on a bipartisan basis, with plans to distribute contributions to candidates across both major political parties. The committee will be managed by a supposedly bipartisan board of directors to oversee its activities and donation decisions. Despite the stated bipartisan intent, several figures aligned with President Trump expressed doubt on Friday about whether the PAC would genuinely support candidates from both parties. Their skepticism stems from Anthropic's contentious relationship with the Trump administration and the company's previous political donations, which have been essentially all to Democratic candidates. Breitbart News previously reported on the fact that 99.8% of Anthropic's political donations were to leftists. Starting with the 2020 presidential election cycle, Anthropic's founders, board members, and employees have contributed more than $200 million to political campaigns and causes. Only about $335,000 of that total went to Republicans, roughly 0.16%, and none went to Donald Trump. The remaining 99.8% went to Democrats, with the largest recipients including Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Hillary Clinton. The donation breakdown for the company and its associates highlights the political divide. Anthropic employees have donated a total of $998,000 to candidates since the 2020 election cycle, with approximately $820,000, or 82%, going to Democrats. Early Anthropic investor Dustin Moskovitz has donated a total of $110 million since 2020, including $2.3 million to Joe Biden's presidential campaign and more than $103 million to Kamala Harris's efforts. Amedee has donated $103,600 to Democrats since the 2020 election, with nearly all of it going to Biden or Harris. Anthropic board member Reed Hastings has donated $20 million to Democrats, including $7 million to a pro-Harris super PAC. While Anthropic represents Anthropic's first employee-funded committee, the AI firm has already made significant political expenditures during the current election cycle. In February, Anthropic contributed $20 million to Public First Action, an organization established last year to advocate for artificial intelligence safety measures and regulatory safeguards. Recent months have seen escalating tensions between Anthropic and the Trump administration, particularly regarding the company's approach to AI safety protocols. In an unprecedented action this February, the Pentagon designated Anthropic as a supply chain risk. This designation came after the company stipulated that its technology must not be utilized for fully autonomous lethal weapon systems or for conducting mass surveillance operations on American citizens, which the Pentagon claimed it never intended to do. Anthropic responded to the Pentagon's designation by filing a lawsuit against the War Department. The company's legal action argues that the Pentagon retaliated against Anthropic for expressing what the firm characterizes as a protected viewpoint regarding the ethical use of artificial intelligence technology. The legal challenge has resulted in judicial intervention, with a federal judge in California issuing a temporary restraining order blocking the supply chain risk designation. The same California judge also halted enforcement of an informal social media directive from President Trump that instructed civilian government agencies to discontinue using Anthropic's products and services. This directive had threatened to significantly limit Anthropic's ability to work with federal agencies beyond the War Department. The establishment of Anthropic occurs against this backdrop of regulatory and political conflict between the AI company and the current administration. The committee's formation represents Anthropic's effort to expand its political engagement through more traditional channels of campaign finance, potentially giving the company greater influence over legislative and regulatory discussions surrounding artificial intelligence development and deployment. Breitbart News social media director and author Wynton Hall argues in his book Code Red: The Left, the Right, China, and the Race to Control AI that the deep-seated bias built into AI systems by Silicon Valley progressives must be strongly countered by conservatives. Because Silicon Valley's ability to throw money at elections is only the tip of the iceberg when examining the ways biased AI can impact future elections. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, praised Code Red as a must-read. She added, "Few understand our conservative fight against big tech as Hall does, making him uniquely qualified to examine how we can best utilize AI's enormous potential, while ensuring it does not exploit kids, creators, and conservatives." Award-winning investigative journalist and Public founder Michael Schellenberger calls Code Red illuminating, alarming, and describes the book as an essential conversation starter for those hoping to subvert big tech's autocratic plans before it's too late. Read more at The Hill here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.